There was such an increased demand for books in Europe during the 15th century that handwriters, or scribes, could not keep up with the orders. Requests for Bibles from churches and books for wealthy families grew, and it became clear that a new way of printing was needed. There are two main processes involved in printing a book. One, setting the type into words, lines, and columns. And two, making copies by pressing paper against the type. The second part of the process was easy, but setting the type was more difficult. Although wood carving was developed in Europe, it was hard to produce the small type required for books, and wood was also easily damaged and worn. After years of research, in the 1450s, a German by the name of Johann Gutenberg developed a metal movable type and created a printing press so perfect that the design lasted for 400 years. The first book ever created on this press was known as the 42-line Bible, because almost all of the pages had 42 lines in two columns. This invention was probably one of the most important in the Western world, as it allowed knowledge, religion, and all kinds of new ideas to reach the common people.